15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, you're not in Arizona anymore, Vic. No, I'm not. Looking out at snowflakes and what is that white stuff on the ground? I mean, after several days of, folks, it got up to like almost 90 degrees in Arizona. Yeah, it was sweet in Phoenix. I'm not going to lie. It puts you in a great frame of mind. But it was business. It was work. Yes, it definitely did some work while we were there. But a lot of work. A lot of work. Absolutely. In fact, never saw the outside. No, he did. And it was fantastic. But we are back here in Berea, and we are back with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got an outstanding show for you tonight. Scott Turner, who coaches the Browns receivers. Interesting story. This is the son of North Turner, the Browns offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach. And we have a series going on. As you've been following the show each week, we try to introduce you to a new member, one of the new members, each of the members of this coaching staff, and Scott Turner being one of them. So he handles the receivers. He'll talk about that, talk about the relationship with his dad. I mean, being the son of basically your boss here, because that's the guy who's heading up this offense. And then, of course, his relationship with the big boss on the coaching staff, Rob Chudzinski, for whom he worked in Carolina. Had some experience with him. So I think it'll be interesting to hear what Scott Turner has to say. And Bernie Kosar makes his weekly visit to the show. So much to cover with the former quarterback. Got to talk about the rules changes at the meeting, that big one about the crown of the helmet being lowered and how that will impact, well, all players, but particularly running backs, and especially one that we know quite well, and that's Trent Richardson, the guy whose contact with Kirk Coleman last year in that Browns opener against the Eagles was part of the impetus to getting this rule changed. So, and it was reported to be a 31-1 vote. So all but one team voted for this change. And it doesn't just apply to running backs, but that's the or offensive players, but that's the interesting part of this. It applies to all players. And it applies to the contact made when helmet is lowered outside of the tackle box. And it's controversial. It's getting a lot of different reaction from around the league. I mean, you heard different people talking about it in Arizona. You're hearing different players and obviously running backs, especially Matt Forte was outspoken about it. Trent Richardson expressing to the Plain Dealer that he, you know, feels bad, that he feels that this is something he's putting some blame on himself for causing this. And I really don't think he should feel that way. I mean, plays happen, and that's what this league does. The competition committee gets together. The executives get together of teams and coaches who comprise this committee and come up with thoughts each year on rules that might have to be changed or tweaked based on what has happened during the course of a season, and teams submit those proposals. And also with Bernie, we got to talk about the other thing, the elimination of the tuck rule. It's another piece of legislation that came out of the meetings in Arizona. And the big news involving Browns this week transaction, that is Phil Dawson joining the San Francisco 49ers as a free agent. Now the former kicker of the Browns will get some thoughts on that. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns_daily. You send questions, comments directly to me at VICCARUCCI. You email questions and comments to daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And you submit them via voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, as this gentleman has.
Hey, Vic, it's Craig. I'm just wondering why the Browns aren't addressing the fullback. I think it's a huge position. And take me back a couple of years ago when we had Lawrence Vickers. I feel like he was smash mouth best fullback in the league, and he lost it for Peyton Hillis. And just that, I feel like that's why Peyton had all his success, because of Lawrence Vickers. I mean, I think we need someone like that going in a fist fight with the Steelers, and pretty much I don't think the fullbacks we got are cutting it. I want Vickers back or someone as beastly. Tell the Browns to see about what they can do about the fullback. We need it in the AFC North. Thanks, Dick.
All right, thank you for the question. And I would say that, yeah, you haven't seen any activity in free agency. I don't know what the draft will bring. I don't know how much that position factors into the thinking of Rob Chudzinski and North Turner as far as how prominent that role would be in your running game. I mean, I think it's more important to them, just based on some history, that it's more about having productive runners, having people who do more explosively and with power, but who have the ability to pick up the blitz. I think the extension of the contract of Chris Obanaya was a reflection of how this team feels about his blitz pickup role and his role playing, as opposed to being the every down sort of back that they see Trent Richardson as, and Trent improving on his skills needs to, actually, to improve on those blocking skills and pass catching skills, but knowing his best skill is put the ball in his hands and let him run with it and get him involved, obviously, catching the football. Now, yeah, going back to Dallas, Big Moose Johnston was the big blocker for Emmitt Smith when North Turner was the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. So he values the role of what the fullback can be, clearly in his history. But as things have evolved and you sort of see what you got, I think, and again, that was at an era when fullbacks had a little bit of a lot bigger presence in the NFL than you see now. So I'm not saying it won't happen, but I don't know that it's that big a priority for this team right now to make the fullback a prominent part, as Vickers was when he was here. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the new receivers coach for the Browns, Scott Turner, son of North Turner. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Eurozone debt concerns continue to drag on world markets.
Economists are keeping an anxious eye on China's growth.
Congress remains divided on what to do about the U.S. deficit.
I'm Brian Kurtz, branch manager for Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. If Baird relied solely on the news for insights, the global marketplace might appear overwhelming. But Baird has professionals on the ground in three continents, giving us perspective beyond the headlines. We know the global investment landscape because we experience it firsthand every day. And Baird has been a trusted partner to Cleveland investors for more than 11 years, helping them identify and capitalize on opportunities around the world.
Discover the advantages of Baird's global perspective at BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Football Thursday, Victor Rucci with you. And we want to tell you this. Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Get great seat locations. They're open in the general seating bowl and club level. For information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. In this segment is brought to you proudly by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Well, as we continue our series of introducing you to the new assistant coaches in the Browns staff, today we're pleased to be joined by Scott Turner, who is the receivers coach for the Browns, and not only welcoming you to the show, but to Cleveland.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with this, Scott. You're the son of North Turner, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach of the Browns. And as much as I know you're carving out your own identity here, that is the place that I think a lot of people are going to just start because you share that last name and that family tie. And I know this is the first time the two of you, even though you've coached in the NFL previously and at the collegiate level, the first time the two of you have been on the same coaching staff. What's that all about in your mind?
It's exciting to me. I mean, it's exciting to be able to work with my father. You know, I've gone to his games growing up and then watched his games my entire life, and to be able to be on the same staff is great, you know. And of course, people are going to think of that. I'm trying to come up in this profession, and my dad's very established, been in it for a long time. And really, you know, we just want to, we're working hard to try to, you know, have the Browns win. You know, we want to win as a team, so that's what we're getting into.
Does there come with this any sense of added pressure that you're working for your father on this offensive staff that you always hear about? Fathers who coach their sons or daughters, depending on the sport, and want to and expect more from their own kid. Do you sense that that's, you know, possible, knowing your dad as you do?
There might be a little bit of that, but not so much. That's not something that I guess I haven't given it much thought. I mean, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself, you know, And my father, he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he puts pressure on me as well as the other, you know, the other coaches on the offensive staff, because, you know, ultimately we want to be successful, we want to win, and
sure,
and we want to do it the right way, and that's, you know, that's kind of been instilled in me my entire life growing up, and, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's a high pressure business. I mean, you feel pressure really at you know, wherever you've been, I think.
Right, and even though he never coached you in a team sport per se, you were a quarterback, right, back in at the high school level.
High school and college.
In college, and he would work with you individually because he, obviously, that's his forte is working with quarterbacks.
Right, yeah, he used to work with me. I mean, he'd go out when I was in high school, we'd go in the summers, and I'd get my buddies or receivers, and he'd coach all of us, you know, when he'd had some time off, and then when I would come back from college, when I would come back on, you know, spring break or summer vacation, or if I had some time to come back, I would throw to some of the younger receivers, actually, on whatever team he was coaching for at the time, and he'd always coach me and have tips for me and tell me to speed up my feet and, you know, everything like that.
And how was that experience to be around this game? Your father spent 14 years as a head coach in this league, 30-plus years of coaching in general in the NFL. You're pretty much your whole life being around that, you and your siblings being around football and being around your dad. What was that experience like for you?
It was an unbelievable experience. I mean, we all really enjoyed it. I mean, it really comes down to, you know, the relationships that you build with, you know, whether it's other coaches that my dad or some of these players that, you know, I'll still bump into and still talk to today just because they know my dad or they remember me when I was younger. And that's one of the best things about coaching, in my opinion, is, you know, obviously for the people in it, but then also the people that are indirectly involved with it, like the families.
Sure. And you become because it's really an extended family, right? I mean, the whole football being what it is, and as long as I've been around it, coaches will bring, especially if they have sons who serve as ball boys or you know, getting water for guy, whatever it might be, helping the training staff. I mean, they're around and part of the fiber of the team, and that's really been your existence.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, any team, you know, it becomes like a family type atmosphere. I mean, you spend so much time together, and then everyone's success is just so much hinged on every other person on the team. I mean, you become so close, and you know, it's a great thing about team sports, but especially the great thing about football.
You have a unique perspective of your dad, because as his son and as someone who has seen him in all his moments, not just the ones that say the public or the media gets to see on camera or whatever, because the biggest thing he's going to bring to this team is that ability to make whoever is quarterback of the Browns a better quarterback, and that's the hope that everyone shares. He's worked with you specifically in that area. What makes him the great quarterback coach he's been, other than the accomplishments with guys like Troy Aikman and Phillip Rivers on his resume?
You know, he tries to get guys in situations where they can be successful, you know, and he tries to help them not only as coaching technique, but I mean, he's going to help guys' techniques as far as speed up and, you know, body movements and everything like that. But he's going to, as an offensive coordinator, I mean, he's going to put those guys in the best situations for them personally, you know. And, you know, if a guy's not very good at something, he may not ask them to do that or not ask them to do it very much. Whereas, you know, he's going to ask guys to do things that, you know, where he's going to play to the strengths of his quarterback, which makes them really obviously more successful.
Can you give me an example of a flaw, of something that his keen eye will pick up and that he can then zero in on with coaching from a mechanical standpoint?
I know footwork's is big for him. It's always been really big as far as just you know, speeding guys up. You know, guys, a lot of times guys want to be, you know, slow and more
deliberate.
Yeah. And where his, you know, you got to, you know, especially in this league, I mean, you got to get back there and you got to make a decision, get the ball out, you know, and that's always been his thing, and rightfully so. I mean, it's been instilled in me my whole life, both as, you know, when I was younger playing, but even now as more recently as I've been coaching, it's important.
You see that, yeah, that's something you and
I've been, you know, you gotta run your route and you gotta get out of that break because that ball's coming out, you know, and it all ties together.
Scott Turner, the receivers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, you spent the past two seasons with the Carolina Panthers. You were a quality control coach there on the offensive side, working with Rob Chudzinski, who was the offensive coordinator. So you established good ties with him, and I know you knew him even before that because he had coached with your dad in San Diego. But talk about that relationship that you formed with Rob and how that plays into your being here.
Well, you know, I was working very closely with Coach Chudzinski, you know, throughout our 2 years in Carolina. You know, with him being the offensive coordinator, you know, I was basically, you know, his right-hand man as far as game planning, putting the game plan sheets together, the, you know, defensive breakdowns, looking at, you know, I would see the defenses that we were going to play first, so I would try to give him kind of a pre-scouting report going into the week, and we just worked closely together and, you know, putting together all the game plan, the lists, and you know, we just, you spend that much time together and you get to know somebody, after watching him, you know, I understood very, very quickly how great of a coach that he is.
And that job that you filled the last 2 years in Carolina, it's intricate video study. It's really, right, it's seeing and breaking down the minutiae or whatever, the most detailed look that you can get of an opponent, because you need all that information is critical.
Yeah, you've got to get all that information, because then you can sort it and then you can look at what guys do and what they do in certain situations and you know, with the, you know, the computers and everything like that, as far as being able to filter, you know all the third downs or all the, you know, 2 minute,
right,
or whatever the situation is. But yeah, and that was a small part of my job as far as, you know, getting that stuff done, but also just you know, we'd always have different projects for me to do as far as
such as
studies. I mean, I was, you know, he put me in charge of trick plays and screens. So, you know, that was something that I really got into as far as, trying to find things that would work, things that other people in the league had done in past years, just trying to research it, and then also, you know, what fit against the teams we were playing those current weeks, or what fit to our personnel, you know. So, and we had a couple that were successful, a couple that didn't work so well, but like anything else, you know, and that was a good thing. It was a responsibility he put on me, and then, you know, I was in charge of putting the scouting report together every week and presenting it to the team, so so I would do that, and that was on Wednesday morning. So.
Right, and that was, how much of that, getting back to your father's influence on you, Scott, how much of learning how to study film or tape or whatever came from Dad, and did you spend time watching tape with him even before you knew your life was destined for football, or did you always know your life was destined for football?
Well, I just always knew I didn't want to do anything else. So.
Okay.
So yes, I guess I always knew that. But
was there that
we used to watch film when I was younger. I mean, more so when I started to get into high school. I mean, you know, I would sit in meetings and then, but not so much. We did it a lot more as when I came back from college. I'd be home for some time, and he would, you know, show me different stuff that they were doing, and we'd, you know, look at film, look at their practice tape, and then I got into coaching right after college, and then I would look as much as I could and try to soak up as much as I could just to try to further my knowledge.
And you coached receivers for 3 years at Pitt. Dave Wanstead, the head coach there. Of course, Dave Wanstead and your dad coached together in Dallas on those great Super Bowl Cowboy teams. And I know you had a relationship with Coach Wanstead going back to that. But what were those 3 years like coaching receivers at the collegiate level?
Well, I came into Pitt as an assistant, and then I got promoted to the receiver coach. And it was outstanding experience. I mean, just, you know, Coach Wanstead is a great guy. He was did a great job coaching at Pitt, as well as his two stops being a head coach in the NFL, the Bears and Dolphins, and just being around him and learning from him is another, you know, it was just a great example for me of, you know, someone to look up to in this profession. And then we coached with Matt Cavanaugh, and then Frank Signetti were the offensive coordinators there, and I learned a lot from both of them as far as just different, you know, schemes and different ways to attack defenses.
And you bring, of course, that knowledge base plus the 2 years you spent around the Panthers with the Panthers to this Browns team. This is going to be a young group of receivers, no matter what. I mean, generally speaking, yeah, I know there can be moves made to change that, but generally speaking, you're going to be working with some younger guys, a guy like a Josh Gordon, who is entering only his second year and came in with very limited experience. What is the coaching approach, you think, when you're dealing with players that young? Is it differing, as I say, from having a veteran group?
The first thing I want to say is I'm excited about the guys coming in here and the youth, and it's a young group, and I think that guys have some ability, you know, and it's hard, you can only tell so much off film, you know, and the approach that I'm going to have is I don't know if it would be much different. I mean, you got to coach them, because no matter if a guy's, you know, first, second year or their, you know, 10th year, these guys want to be coached, and I saw that firsthand in Carolina with a guy like Steve Smith. I mean, as far as just, you know, he wants to have a guy that is demanding on him, and that he's going to show him, he's going to make him a better player every day. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show these guys, the receivers, that, you know, I'm going to make you a better football player. And, you know, whether it's through film study, working technique drills on the field, you know, running routes with the quarterbacks, you know, whatever it is, you know, and that's my job. And they got to believe in me and trust in me, or else it's not going to work. And that's regardless of, you know, at what point in their career they're in.
Sure. Well, Scott, tremendous. We appreciate you taking the time. Certainly, we look forward to talking with you again down the line.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
He is Scott Turner, the receivers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Vermilion Home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
You know, it may only be March, but we book lovers can already see spring peeking through. And we know just where to look. Our neighborhood half-price bookstore. For some of us, our tastes just seem to change with the seasons. For example, on chilly winter days, I love to read about hiking, nabbing a trout in a warm stream, hot romance on a sunny beach. Yep, the tropics are my topics. But in the spring, my fancy turns to chilling mysteries because, frankly, I'm trying to put off weeding the lawn and mowing the grass. Now, Jenny, she'll be spying the half-price bookshelves for great books for the kids, gardening guides, French cooking, and neither of us ever pass up the collectibles section. You'll find things you didn't even know you wanted. Half-price books can even help you find titles you may be searching for at any of their stores across the country. If you have a book lover's taste, add a little seasoning at half-price books. In North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Mentor. Find out more about the store nearest you. Visit halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, it's Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's Home Entertainment, and we are continuing the celebration of our company's 50th anniversary. This Thursday through Sunday, we at Danny Bay's are offering our largest sale of the year. Up to 40% off of custom American-made patio furniture. Over $1,000 off of authentic Brunswick pool tables. Along with huge savings on theater seats, bars, bar stools, and games galore. If you need home entertainment products, then you need Danny Bay's, and you need us now. Patio furniture at great prices. Just in time for the spring. And how about an unbeatable selection of entertainment furniture to finally complete your remodel? Wow, we have it all. And don't let me forget to tell you one more exciting thing. We are not only offering the best prices of the year, but you can also qualify for 12 months no interest financing. Now do you see why Danny Bay's has been the home entertainment leader for 50 years? Visit us this weekend in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBay's.com. That's DannyBeghs.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, loving this football Thursday, some snow flanks flying. I got to tell you, man, when you, and I know many others make this transition, but a lot of times when you go down to or you know, places like Arizona or Florida or whatever this time of year, and you don't usually return until, you know, the weather up here somewhat compares to the weather of where you've been. But when you only do these quick trips, you know, it's a little different. And it was a transition, man, landing here late last night. And also jet lag, a little time change impact. Anyway, your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages and the Browns daily email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Jay, let's see. Well, Jay's got a question that I want to get to, but so many of these questions are regarding the obvious, and that is Phil Dawson's departure. In some cases, talking about Cribbs' departure as well. Let's go with Troy. This is pretty strong. Now, Troy from Facebook says, how can you let Phil Dawson leave? Dumb move. He was a beloved figure here in Cleveland, Troy goes on to say. He says it shows no loyalty, no class. He says this was actually the reason I was waiting to renew my season tickets. I am not renewing them. It's not just about winning. We all want a winner, but he was a sure thing, a great guy, and loyal to Cleveland. Okay, Troy, and respect your opinion here. That's why I'm reading it. And it presents a point of view that was calculated, I believe, in the decision that went into the negotiation. Now, does it mean that the Browns, you know, didn't want to have the guy because he's somewhere else? Not necessarily. Because it's the operative word is negotiation, okay? And I have no idea, and it's not been expressed to me in any way, shape, or form, what the details of these negotiations were. What we know is whatever conversation went on between the Browns and Phil Dawson since the, whatever, end of the season or the time that began that he became a free agent officially, it didn't dissuade him from the opportunity to sign with another team, and that being the 49ers. So the risk of him leaving was always understood by this team, and I'll back it up to that. That much we can say. That much we can say with certainty is that you calculate risk. When you let a player hit the free agent market, and you know, when you don't have a deal done with him before then, and in the past, Dawson had signed those one-year deals, those franchise tag deals, but doing so this year would not have worked out. You would have been looking at a total of about $14 million for him for 1 year. That's not kicker money, and Phil Dawson knew that as well as everyone else, that wasn't going to happen. There was no way of tagging him, so to speak, as they had done previously, because on the third time, he would elevate to like quarterback-level money. Okay. Yeah, you said shows no loyalty, no class. Loyalty is kind of a loose term in football and in professional sports. It really is. I've come to believe that when you're part of an organization, no matter what it is, player, doing what I do, whatever the role is, you should, and I think it makes sense to, at least in my personal belief, is you operate with a great sense of loyalty. And previous employers, I mean, I've always felt that same way. But it's in the eye of the beholder. And I think we all sort of go about it in different ways. Does loyalty mean no matter what, you know, you don't let a guy leave you as a player? It's really hard to put those absolutes on it. And you say it shows no class. I don't think that was ever a case here where the Browns decided that they didn't like Phil Dawson or had something against this beloved guy, as you point out. He is. And there were no ill feelings toward him. This is the business of football. Phil Dawson ends up, for his part, on the 49ers, team that played in the Super Bowl, team that might go back to the Super Bowl if you talk with a lot of the so-called experts laying out what the possible odds are for the 2013 season. On paper right now, he's on a better football team. I mean, the distance between that team and a Browns team that's coming off a 5-win season, you do the math. So for Phil Dawson, who would blame him for getting an opportunity like this and taking advantage of it as the business of this game allowed for it? And don't rule that out, too. You talk about, again, loyalty. He had to do what he had to do for his business. And we look at it as fans. And then you look at it as, or media, whatever, that a team does what it has to do for the business of football. So I think those dynamics, and they don't always mesh up. They don't always mesh. They can and will go in different directions. But, you know, I'm sorry you feel the way you do about it being your only reason for not renewing. I hope you look at the bigger picture and that the other moves this team has made, which have been dynamic and have gotten really good reviews, boosting that defense, the other moves that will be made when this team goes into the draft. I mean, I the coaching moves that have been made, the hires that have been made, I think the bigger picture reflects something positive. And as much as I personally had great feeling for Phil Dawson as both a person and a professional and his family, great to get to know somebody like that who spent this much time here, I don't think it necessarily has to be viewed as the ruination of this team. I think you can. It won't be easy for a successor to replace a reliable guy who spent 14 years here. But I think the bigger story is this team going to have what we've all wanted it to have? Much more offense than the leg of a kicker. That's really the goal here. Much, much more offense. Relying on, as reliable as he's been, it's been too much reliance on him. You want much more than that. But that's not Phil's fault. That's just Phil was really good at it. I'm just saying the bigger picture, bigger goal, do everything you can to make the offense much more explosive, to make the kicker's role less a factor than Dawson's was, still wanting reliability, if that makes sense. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to hear what the quarterback has to say about this. Bernie Kosar will weigh in, I'm sure, on Phil Dawson's departure, on rules changes, and other things here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam, just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Get MTB's $24.99 ready to roll oil change. That means all the extras at no extra charge. You get up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a filter, and free disposal. But that's not all you get for just $24.99. You get up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires, reset your air pressure sensors, check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. It's MTB $24.99 ready to roll oil change. And now through Saturday, get free TruStop brake pads with paid installation. That's right, your brake pads are absolutely free. You're ready to roll. MTB service, tires, and oil. Local and state mandated tax and fees extra. See store for details. Brake offer applies to any brake service using TruStop brake pads. Customer pays for installation. $30 credit available for brake services using upgraded brake pads.
Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you, and fans, join me tomorrow. That's tomorrow, Friday, March 22nd at Rebel Wireless in Brooklyn. Going to be live with this show from, and only on this day will this time, it's a special time, 5:30. The show will start instead of its usual 6 p.m. slot, 5:30 to 6:30 at the Rebel store located at 7020 Bidoff Road in Brooklyn. Billy Winn, Browns defensive end, defensive lineman, I guess he'll be end, a tackle. He'll be all over the place in Ray Horton's new defense. But he'll be there and on the show and signing autographs, posing for pictures. Hanford Dixon, the top dog, will be there as well in his usual Friday slot. doing the same thing, but also chatting with me on the air. And Chops will be there. So a lot of fun. We'll talk some ball. Come on out. Come see us. Have a lot of fun at these remotes. Remember, 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow for this show at the Revel Wireless store in Brooklyn. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Quarterback joins us now, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, a lot happened over the last few days in Arizona at the league meetings, back from those now. We talk first of all about rules changes, and the biggest one, and the one that Browns fans are going to be all over, is the no contact with the crown of the helmet, that will draw a penalty now, and that would include running backs. And the example that's being shown over and over and over again is that monumental collision between Trent Richardson and Kurt Coleman, who lost a helmet in the process.
Well, first, if I was Trent Richardson or his family or agent, I'd be really excited to have watched that highlight 1 million times over the last week of watching that hit. And Kurt Coleman, and if the fans don't remember, he stayed in the game after that crushing hit and made the tackle on the next play, which I think is even more impressive. And again, I don't, you know what? The rule, I'm highly conflicted on this rule, and I understand the principle of it, and I really admire the league and what we're trying to do in terms of player safety, so I get all that. But at the end of the day, it's still football. And, like, even the Trent Richardson hit with Kurt Coleman, we could slow down, we could do this slow motion, and it looks like it's one-on-one with Kurt Coleman. But if you really look closely, there's a linebacker 3.5 to 4 feet on his right and his left, which in real time, with the speed and athleticism of these athletes today, that's not that big a deal.
Right.
And now you're going to tell, the goal is not to use the crown of your head. That's not what Trent wants to do. That's not what Kurt Coleman wants to do.
Yeah.
But in a violent sport where 0.02 of a second, things have to be decided and natural reflexes happen. You know, bodies get in certain positions and violent things happen. And it's easy to do it and talk about it in slow motion, but the game's not played in slow motion. It's faster and more physical, I think, than it's ever been. And that's a tough spot to make kids, players, kind of think twice and keep your head up. And does that mean now you're going to get your knees chopped out and you need ACL surgery or reconstruction? I understand the principle, but in reality, again, I'm not somebody who was ever fast enough to even do something like that, but I have a real problem with it.
On the Rebel Wireless Hotline with us, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, yeah, I think that's part of it, and how the player is going to handle it and be conscious of it. But I think about the officials, and I do think about that guy with the flag in his pocket wondering about pulling that flag out after Trent Richardson or somebody has ripped off a long gain and then penalizing him for making that contact, or at least perceiving that his head was too low and was in that position and he made contact with the crown of the helmet, and now it turns into a 15-yard loss.
I'm not just saying that. I agree with you. And I'm not just saying this because I'm an offensive guy. Okay, I feel the same way in reverse on the defensive guys. Even, I know this, I don't want to sound like the Antichrist of this, but the Steelers, James Harrison, these guys got a lot of fines over the last few years, some of which are against the Browns. In real time, in the speed of the game, when bodies are moving and 6-7 inches of ducking your shoulder, ducking your head, or raising up is the difference between using your helmet or not, or making contact with the helmet, it's just not easy to do. And the goal isn't to use the top of your head defensively nor offensively, but it sometimes happens. And that's one of the, and again, I'm not, if the kids are out there, the mothers for listening, it's one of the beauties of the game. And it's physical, and just sometimes, like life, stuff happens. But if I'm a coach, to your first point on it, I really think you got to tell your players who don't think about it and play your game and let your natural athleticism and football instincts take over. Because if you start thinking on the field like that and you're avoiding contact or you're letting up or you're not going 100% or you're overanalyzing something in a one or two one-hundredths of a second thing, I think you have a higher propensity, a higher likelihood of getting hurt then. So I'd rather just be the coach screaming at the official and do my lobbying, but I wouldn't want my players thinking about it because I think you'll mess up plays and have a higher chance of getting hurt.
Another big rules change was the elimination of the tuck rule. Little overdue, I guess, on this one. If you're the Oakland Raiders, going back 11 years for this thing, right? 2002 playoffs, when you had the call that was made that people scratched. And I was at that game. I was covering that game for NFL.com. I was standing in, down on the field at that point. It was late in the game, and wondering. And I remember hearing some Massachusetts state troopers who were at the game in uniform, and they're looking at monitors like everybody else, and they're saying, everybody was looking and saying, this is a fumble, right? This has got to be a fumble. And I said, not so fast. I said, just the way how much time it was taking. And I can vividly remember this. So now the league decides to do away with this kind of judgment call of whether a quarterback is being hit and fumbling. And again, you speaking as a former quarterback, what do you think about this, and why so much time to finally eliminate it?
Okay, I want to not sound like a baby or whining here. And I want to be politically right, calm. You know, the new me, very calm, and try to be fake like I'm professional. I never got that call, and I lobbied for it. So I hate the rule. It's a fumble. It was a fumble then. Come on. I mean, it should have been gone. It should never have been a rule. It should have been gone years ago. And it was a fumble. I mean, it just was. And as a quarterback, look, I love all those little extra rules. That, you know, I tried to lobby the refs, you know, anything you could get during a game. It's all fair and love and war in football out there. So you do what you do to try to win. But at the end of the day, it's a fumble, and it's the right decision.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I don't know why it took this long to get there, but when you think about this too, Bernie, how much history could have changed if the Raiders, if John Gruden's Raiders win that game, and you don't have the start of a Patriot run or dynasty. And I'm not going to say the Patriots wouldn't have gotten something going with Tom Brady and so forth, but let's face it, that was a defining period of the history of the league.
This is one of the unbelievable things I try to tell myself, teach my kids, and anybody who wants to listen to my over-talking, is it's the beautiful thing about life and football is you're so right. I mean, you can take that domino even farther. Okay, yes, with New England and all that stuff and Tom Brady and Coach Belichick and that and the New England franchise, but look at the ramifications. John Gruden doesn't get fired from the Raiders. He doesn't go to Tampa. Trestman and Coach Callahan were the coordinators out in Oakland at the time of the tuck rule. They probably get the Tampa job that gets the cream team, that gets to win the Super Bowl a year or two later. All those things don't happen if the call goes the way it really was, because it was a fumble. I mean, even Tom knows that was a fumble. But the rules broke the right way for him, and the ramifications of sports, where you could have 99 things go perfect, and you could do them great. And I don't want to get over into this, but, you know, I love Ernest Biner, and he's a phenomenal player, but one play doesn't go right. One thing, and it could change not only your life and your whole family's life, but that domino of how the things go across the whole league of just one singular play or one singular decision. And that kind of goes back to your first question, what we started out talking about. Okay, a fumble, a mistake, that's one thing. But a referee's decision because a running back lowered his head to not get his knees clobbered or not to get wiped out by a 265-pound, 4-5 running outside linebacker, and you get a 15-yard penalty, and it changes the course of a game, a W or an L. Do you go on or not? And with our the way the game's going now, a win and a loss, how far are you going to playoffs? Do you go to the playoffs? The ramifications of all the jobs and that it entails, not only just for the coach, you know, the whole staff. We've seen it a ton in Cleveland, that how many different people's lives are changed by a couple wins or not a couple wins. It's an amazing, fascinating thing for me to pay attention to.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford via the Revel Wireless Hotline. And Bernie, obviously, we can say there are kickers, and then there are guys who kick in this league for a long time and do it well. In 14 years, that's what Phil Dawson did for the Browns. He is now a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Want to get your reaction on his leaving the Browns and joining the 49ers via free agency.
Again, I don't want to be waffling on both sides of the fence here, but he definitely mixed emotions. First, you hit it perfectly. 14 years, a fantastic, consistent, dominant player and point scorer and really leader for the Browns in a lot of bad years. But his consistency and professionalism was phenomenal. So part of me wants him just to stay here, and he's still kicking at the top of his game. I mean, to be able to kick as many north of 50-yard field goals as he's had the last couple years is incredibly impressive. When that was year 13 and 14 for him, now coming up to 15. So he's kept himself in phenomenal shape.
Mm-hmm.
Frisco, I could understand, though, at his stage of his career, and his represented by a great friend and a person I highly respect in the league, Neil Cornridge from Cleveland. You know, at that his age, and I know I went through this, of wanting to be on a team that has that chance. And Frisco is loaded with young, talented players. They got a lot of draft picks. They've signed some free agents. I could understand, though, wanting to maybe give it a go towards the end of his career with a team that appears loaded.
Yeah, I think that's probably a thought, certainly, for him. From the Brown standpoint, again, understanding where they are relative to where a team like San Francisco is, and I think the investment in it's younger and it's different positions other than kicker. It's kicker's important, but I think there's been history where you can, you know, reach a point where you get to an older kicker, and then you could say we'll go younger at that spot, and then concentrate and focus free agent money on other places. I know it's not the easiest thing for Browns fans who love this guy and who didn't love Phil Dawson to hear, but I think you're now looking at reprioritizing what you're doing with the revenue, the opportunities you have to make your team better.
Well, you're exactly right. That is how, as Browns fans and organization, we have to look at it now after the decision. But, and I'm not saying this to be a homer or cover for anybody within the Browns, but again, when you look at the one-year contract and you look at the salary, the Browns would have gladly paid that. It's not a Browns issue. This is, I really think, a personal issue of Phil, that, you know, he's going to a team that was in the Super Bowl last year that's young and talented, and the only part they were really weak in was their field goal kicking. So I'm not even sure the Browns could be, they can't be blamed for it. I mean, it's a personal decision by Phil, I think, and I can't blame him as much as I want him to stay, and I'm not sure how I would have made this decision, because he's had 14 great years and the staple of the new Browns coming back. But I think the opportunity for him to try to go through the playoffs and try to be a Super Bowl winning, get a Super Bowl ring, is, I think, the more bigger issue for him personally.
Right.
And now the Browns have to do exactly what you said, but I'm not sure the Browns could be blamed at all, because, again, it's when you see these type of contracts, as you become an older player, the Browns have plenty of money and plenty of cap room, and his consistency was there to do it. But again, him personally, he had to make a decision that, you know, when he's older like us, he has a chance at a Super Bowl ring.
Browns are going to have a personal workout, a private workout with Geno Smith, the West Virginia quarterback. What do you think that means?
Well, I enjoy watching him play. I mean, the way he throws the ball, you know, his physical presence, his size and athleticism. He can't even, you know, I wish I had 30% of what he has. I mean, it's just beyond brilliant. I have doubts and concerns with, you know, because we had the kid a couple years ago from West Virginia who wowed us in mini camp and wowed us early in training camp and then was horrible when the bullets are flying in real fire. And that's the tough thing about quarterbacks. You know, until he really, I mean, you talk about this all the time, until there's the threat of death and that 300-pound guy running you over, you just can't simulate that and how you react under pressure. So workouts, Geno's going to be great in these workouts. He's going to look great. He's going to throw it good because no one's going to run him over. Mm-hmm. So you can't really tell because the college game that he came from, you have to extremely expedite your decision-making and your accuracy because you're not going to get 6-7 seconds to throw a post where the guy's 7-8 yards wide open. It just doesn't happen in the NFL.
Well, Bernie, great rundown as always, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds great.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40s on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought
I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Put all your Easter eggs in one shopping basket at Discount Drug Mart with egg sighting savings on everything Easter. Share your love of the season with family and friends with Discount Drug Mart's great selection of ambassador greeting cards by Hallmark. Make your holiday meal extra special with Drug Mart's fine domestic and imported wine collection. Plus, stock up on Easter supplies like farm fresh eggs, decorating kits, Easter baskets, Easter candy, and much, much more. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Easter hop around. Open Easter Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer for Golf Tech. Spring is starting to creep in, and that means it's time to get your game ready. Why not learn from the best with the certified pros over at Golf Tech? Now through March 29th, take advantage of 20% off improvement plans and lesson programs at all three area Golf Tech locations on the east side, west side, or in Canton, and with a fourth Brecksville location coming in April. Visit golftech.com today. Get your game in full swing with the best training technology you'll find anywhere. Proven path, proven results only at Golf Tech.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East side, Richmond Town Square. West side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
It's Springtoberfest, and that means it's time for huge savings on a new Volkswagen from Dave Walter VW. Right now through March 30th, exclusively from Dave Walter, lease a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta for as low as $129 a month, or buy now and make no payments until July 2013. Plus, lots of other outstanding savings you can see now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Springtoberfest sales event, now through March 30th. For VW, see DW. Dave Walter VW on West Exchange in Akron. Qualified buyers only, see dealer for details.
Jason from Facebook, he says, all you Dawson homers are pathetic. He said he was a flippin' kicker and a big reason why we haven't been so good so long, because we go for three while the Steelers and Ravens go for six. Quit whining about a kicker that wanted out in the first place. That's from Jason. Brandon follows up on Facebook. I get it. Football is a business. And quoting Dawson, I'm taking my business to San Francisco. So a couple of different ways to look at that. We want to thank Bernie Kosar for being part of the show. Scott Turner for his participation. That was tremendous to meet the new coach there, Drew Boatner. Want to thank him for all his great work behind the scenes. Lauren Whitaker helping out, getting all these questions out of our social media pages and so forth. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and we just want to remind you again, tomorrow night, 5:30, the show will be 5:30, not 6 o'clock, from 5:30 to 6:30, and we will be live from the Rebel Wireless store in Brooklyn, 7020 Bidoff Road in Brooklyn. So come on out and see us. Billy Wynn will be there, and Fred Dixon going to be there, and Chomps will be there, and I'll be there. Okay? I won't dress up as Chomps. I'll just, because it'd be hard to speak. All right, hang out with us then, and thanks for hanging out with us now. Three Deep is next. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.